is Tuesday, July 1st, 2025. My name's Daniel. Welcome to The Geeky Gay. This is the show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week. And today is no different. Not true, though. Not true. Today is different. I'm going to tell you why. Today is different because I heard it. If you listen to yesterday's episode like I did, you know what I'm talking about. I heard it. You know, the very clever episode that I did yesterday about the patterns of human panic and... Yeah, I heard it. All of it. Every you know, every right, every hesitation when my brain just apparently decided to take a break, leave my mouth to fill the void with the disgusting logorrhea that is verbal crutches. I listen to me asking you if you know what I'm talking about when I'm literally telling you what I'm talking about. Because, you know, I just said it. So consider this a PSA and a personal challenge for the next few days. For the remainder of this week, I am on a mission. I'm embracing the caesura. I'm just going to let silence hang in the air like a fatty fart while my brain catches up. I'm just going to trust that the post-processing software is going to remove all my my truncate silence. It's going to take out all of my silences. Wish me luck, or, you know, don't. Because this is The Geeky Gay, I feel like it's not really a geeky gay unless ChatGPT is engaged. So I asked it to write a limerick about my verbal crutches, to which it came up with a podcaster named Daniel Quite Grand made a show for the listening land. But each phrase had a right, and it sounded not bright. Just a tick he could not countermand. So today I was in a meeting at work because I was supposed to demo some new software that this team is going to be, or this group is going to be using. And this is one of those meetings I typically don't go to because it has to do with the way that software is made, like executive decisions and things like that, things that I understand that's how software is made, right? when you're a big company, but when you're a programmer who's just used to thinking up an idea and then writing some code to see if it's worth pursuing or not, you don't generally think of software like this big committee picked over endeavor that it actually is. When you're making software, it starts with, right, an idea. I just said, right, I heard it. An idea is pitched and a group of leaders decides if it's worth looking into. And if it is, then that same team comes back to the same group of leaders a few months later with a more detailed plan and how much the thing is going to cost. And then if it doesn't get, like, destroyed at that stage, then that same team comes back to a different group of leaders and lays out all the resources that they're going to need, how long it's going to take, and then, and only then, after they approve that, do people actually start thinking about maybe writing some code, so... And I'm sorry, I've taken us way off track here because my story really doesn't have anything to do with writing software, but it is the same meeting where these people come to propose things or services that they think the company should purchase, right? And today, while I was sitting patiently waiting for my turn to demo my software, the meeting is winding down. I only have like maybe 15 minutes left in this meeting. And I'm thinking, well, can I show them everything in 15 minutes? I think I can, right? And then someone says, oh no, I have an emergency request that needs to be addressed immediately. It's date sensitive. It's time sensitive. It needs to be considered now. So now, instead of me doing my demo, I had to sit through this stupid meeting, but I have to listen to this guy, some head of some department. I don't know who he is. I've never heard of him before. I don't know what department it is. It's not important. But he starts to lay out his very date-sensitive proposal. He wants us to spend $12,000 to participate, excuse me, in a one-week design session with a company that will give us, his words now, a custom AI chat for each of our clients. So he starts to describe how even though we have Microsoft Copilot 365, it isn't as good as ChatGPT, not at Customer Insights. This thing, it will take all of the client's contracts and all of their email correspondences, all of their support tickets, and will everything we know about the client. So that when you want to talk to that client, it can help you craft your message to make it unique to them. And as I'm listening to the leaders in this call, oohing and aahing, it dawns on me that I really wish I had less morals. I could have so much money if I had less morals. Because the idea, to me, is appalling. This is snake oil, basically, right? The $12,000 to participate in a one-week design session. So you're going to pay someone $12,000 to spend a week showing you some PowerPoint decks and making you feel good and doing about 2 hours worth of work. Because you already have all the tools that you need to do this. You just don't know how to do it. So you're essentially paying someone $12,000 to come in and teach you how to use the software that you already have. And it pisses me off because, wait, why just pay me $12,000 and I'll teach you how to do this? These little companies, right, spin up with a sales guy who is really good at going out and selling essentially nothing, right? It's personality, just selling personality at that point. And it is sad. Because I feel like these are the leaders of our company. They should understand that they're being sold a bill of goods, right? They're being sold just some flim-flam stuff. But the way they were eating it up, man, let me tell you, it was depressing. It's very depressing, and it makes me... And now I don't know what to do, because, I don't think like should count. Because I think in that sentence, the word like was okay. And honestly, when I listened back to the show, it wasn't like that jumped out at me. It was, I think I kept saying right? Like, you know, right? I think that's what I kept saying. That was driving me nuts. Now I parked my bike and forgot where it was. Anyway, there you go. I'm in the wrong profession. I clearly should, I don't know, who could I learn from? Who could I learn to justify it? That's what I don't need to be less moral. I just need to understand how to justify it. Like a Christian, I should talk to a Christian because they do that all the time, right? They pretend that they're moral, but then they find some loophole that lets them still say that, you know, that they're moral and be able to sleep at night. So that's what I need, a loophole. So if anyone knows a loophole, you can text it to me here at The Geeky Gay. I'm here for the rest of the week. So send it to me here at The Geeky Gay, 479-221-9393. Send it to me. I don't have access to his email or his voicemail. So if you want to, you can email me. What am I? I think I'm Daniel at pride48.com. You can email there. I think that's my email address. I should probably try and send an email and see if it actually goes. Let's see. Let's find out. We have nothing better to do. You have nothing better to do. You're listening to a podcast right now. It's not, you're probably doing something else. You missed a spot. But you're probably doing something else while you're doing this. Let's see. I'm going to compose an email to Daniel@pride48.com. Test. This is a test. Should I have Copilot help me rewrite this into a better email? Let's see. We'll see what happens here. Does it show up in another one of my mailboxes? Does one of my mailboxes suddenly get an email that says, oh, you've got an email sent to Daniel@pride48.com? No, I have some stuff from Mint Mobile. That's good. Special. Yeah, okay. I'm going to guess that maybe it doesn't work then. So don't send your email to daniel@pride48.com. I should delete all this, but you know, the rules of Geeky Gay are is once you hit the record button, once you hit the record button, you can't change it. It's what happened. To change it would be a violation of the space-time continuum. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. See ya.